This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. Israeli police firing tear gas, stun grenades, and rubber bullets clashed with stone-throwing Palestinians at a Flashpoint Jerusalem holy site on Monday, the latest in a series of confrontations that threatened to push the contested city toward wider conflict. More than a dozen tear gas canisters and stun grenades landed in the Al-Aqsa Mosque, located in a compound sacred to both Jews and Muslims. Monday's confrontation was the latest after weeks of mounting tensions between Palestinians and Israeli troops in the Old City of Jerusalem. The clashes have come during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, already a time of heightened religious sensitivities. U.S. President Joe Biden says there's no immediate evidence that the Russian government is involved in the cyber attack linked to a group based in Russia targeting the largest U.S. fuel pipeline system. Speaking to reporters on Monday, Mr. Biden said he'll be meeting with his Russian counterpart.
This is something that our administration has been tracking extremely carefully. And I have been personally briefed every day. The Department of Energy is working directly with Colonial to get the pipelines back online and operating at full capacity as quickly and safely as possible.
A group calling itself DarkSide, a Russian cybercrime gang, released a statement Monday saying its goal with the attack with the Colonial Pipeline was simply to make money. At least seven schoolchildren and a teacher were killed today and more wounded after a lone teenage gunman opened fire in a school in the Russian city of Kazan. 12 children and four adults were taken to the hospital, the head of the Tatarstan region said, calling it a tragedy for the whole country. School shootings are rare in Russia.